Howdy everyone, Bunny here. I'm here to answer my AMA that I posted for 800 followers. I did that about 5 days ago, and now we're at like 950, so I think I have to get it done. But I have some really funny and sweet questions. Y'all are weird, I love it. But yeah, I wanted to go ahead and say thank you for, well, it was supposed to be 800, but I guess now like 950 followers. And I hope you guys enjoy getting to know me a little bit better. So let's just dive right in. What collab would you want to do, MF Other, if you knew they would absolutely agree? Does this mean like who I would want to collab with? Because like I have a lot of people I'd want to collab with. I have a lot of like really cool people that I've met through here. I don't know. I have too many people that I can think of off the top of my head that I would want to collab with. It's Girl in Dungarees. Brenna asked me this, and Brenna knows I'm already planning something with her. Girl in Dungarees, Huntsman, See the Dusk. Basically my friends. Three superpowers, what and why? Well, teleportation, because I want to be able to get to point A from to point A. Wait. It's early, y'all. I'm still drinking my coffee from A to B. From A to B. And I don't like driving, so teleportation would be one. What else? Two more. Probably invisibility. Just so I can dip out whenever I'm not feeling the situation. And probably the power to heal people, if that's an option. Like water bending style healing. I don't like when people are hurt. So, who's the person you most shouldn't have hooked up with, and how did that happen? I don't really have a shouldn't have hooked up with person. I mean, I was like, no, I don't really have anything. I have a time when I was really, really drunk and someone tried to kiss me and I stopped it, but that's not really hooking up. Who's the person you most shouldn't have hooked up with, and how did that happen? I don't know. This kind of ties into the question of my most... I was also asked what my most unexpected sexual encounter was. There was this guy... Okay, we'll call him Steve. I was in college and I was at a party. Semester was ending, so everyone was kind of getting like really drunk. But I was at a party and Steve was this extremely... attractive guy in our friend group that like every girl wanted to sleep with. And I had like heard of Steve, and Steve had heard of me, but we hadn't officially like met yet, because it was a very large friend group, so we would all have like little hangouts, but whenever the hangouts happened, he and him were never at the same ones. Anyways, so I met Steve at this party. And I was, like, not expecting anything to happen at all. I was drunk, whatever. But, sober enough to know what was happening. He started hitting on me, like, touching my waist when we were playing beer pong. Like, it was a whole thing. My friend left, and my friend had my house key, so I genuinely didn't have a way to get into my apartment. So, it wasn't, like... Like, I hadn't planned on trying to go home with somebody or hooking up with somebody. Like, I genuinely was like, well, shit, I can't get inside my house. Like, I don't know what to do. And so I'm, like, trying to figure out what to do because my friend left with the guy that she was hooking up with at the time. And I was like, well, shit, I don't have my keys. And so he's like, well, you can come to my place. And I was like, okay, fine, sure, why not? So it's in terms of unexpected and who I shouldn't have hooked up with, it's pretty tame. And the reason I shouldn't have hooked up with is because I didn't connect the dots, because I hadn't really met him before, that he was a guy that had rejected my friend in the past. And it was just, it was a whole big thing between us, and I felt really bad afterwards. Anyways, what is your favorite theater vocal exercise theater game? God, it's been so long since I've done theater vocal exercises. I was a theater kid in high school, but that was a long time ago. I always liked doing the improv games where you just kind of had to keep rolling with whatever was happening. Like, you couldn't say no, you just had to keep going. Those were always really fun, and they got rid of a lot of, like, the nerves. What question did you most not want to answer in this AMA? Probably the unexpected one, in person I shouldn't have hooked up with, because I feel bad. Like, my friend had liked the guy and he kind of rejected her, and I didn't connect the dots that it was the same guy. So I felt bad. And I mean, everything's fine now. Everyone's on good terms, but I felt bad afterwards. Why are you so cute / pretty? My mom. I got it from my mama. In all seriousness, though, my mom is like the real-life version of Snow White. Do what you will with that information. What GWA tags do you like most, and which do you wish there were more of? I personally really like Gentle F-Dom. My stomach just growled. I'm so sorry if y'all heard that. Gentle F-Dom. I like more wholesome stuff. But I can also do the rougher stuff as well. Which do I wish there were more of? I really like praise. It feels nice. So I wish there was more of that. There's kind of a little bit of that in a lot of audios, but it's not like an explicit, like, making the person feel praised and good type of audio. So I kind of wish there was more of that. What kind of equipment and recording software do you use? I actually literally just updated my recording setup, like, 2 days ago. So I have a toner, mic stand with a pop filter and everything. I use the Shure Beta 58A microphone and the Focusrite Scarlett interface. And then I just use Audacity to record. I have two monitors. So on my horizontal monitor is where I have Audacity up, like it's up right now and everything. And then on my vertical monitor to the right is where I typically will put the script or whatever notes that I have for what I'm doing. If I'm doing an original audio, I kind of just wing it, so I don't have a script. But like right now, I have all the questions in front of me on that monitor. And then all of this is connected to my PC that I built last year, which is kind of a mix of new and used parts. It is, let's see, AMD RX 580 and Intel i7-3970X, and then it's kind of a mixture of 24 gigs of RAM between Patriot and Corsair. So it's not as beefy as some, but 24 gigs is kind of all I need. But yeah, that's what I use for recording. Let's see. What is your favorite sexual fantasy? English. Wow. What is your favorite sexual fantasy that you've never been able to do? Sexual fantasy. I don't know. Sexual fantasy. I don't know. I'd have to think about that. It would probably have to be in a certain place is more so the fantasy than the act, like having sex in a certain place. Than an act, but I can't think of anything. Unless you've done all of them, in which case, what's your favorite fast food? I don't eat fast food. Not really. Sorry. What fictional character possesses the most qualities that you look for in a romantic partner? For example, I want someone who is eager to please, speaks in a really exotic way, and has absolutely magical hands, which is why I love Dobby the house elf. Okay, these weird ones are from Mr. Tinkles, and he's so funny. God, we were talking, I can't think of anything right now, because like, just last night we were talking about The Mandalorian, and now all I can think of is The Mandalorian. That's the only fictional character that's in my head right now. Which, I mean, yeah, Mandalorian. He sticks to his word. He cares about others. Could kick ass, like, throw me around like a ragdoll. Yeah, no, probably. I'm just gonna say Mando because it's the only character in my mind right now. Do you fap to audios or do you just listen to them purely for intellectual purposes? If it's the latter, do you do it while cosplaying as Gordon Ramsay and criticizing things you dislike about the audio? To be completely honest, I don't really fap to audios. I used to. It's easier to do with rambles, but with scripts and stuff, I like hearing what's going on and everything. I'm here for the plot. Do you like to have music playing in the background while you get it on? Do you prefer relative silence during sexy activities, or do you just prefer to shout random quotes from movies / video games during sex? For example, you want me to call you daddy? No, I am your father. Darth Vader breathing noises intensify. Mr. Tink, why are you like this? What made you this way? I don't really have a preference. Like, if there's music, I'm not gonna put on music to, like, get in the mood. Like, if there's music playing, I won't be mad, but I'm not gonna, like, go out of my way to be like, hold up, let me pull up my sexy Spotify playlist and get it going. You've entered into a monogamous relationship with a guy who's sweet, charming, funny, responsible, and incredibly good looking. However, due to an unusual psychological hang-up, he absolutely refuses to have regular penetrative sex and will only pleasure you with his fingers and mouth. Those skills, like, I actually didn't read these questions before I started. We're experiencing this for the first time together. Though his skill at cuddlingus is amazing. Do you think you would stay together with a guy like this, or would you dump him and seek another wizard who will let you ride his broomstick for a nightly two-player Quidditch match? I mean, the thing is if I really like the person, that doesn't matter. Like, for the right person, like, sex is important and everything, but, like, if for some reason they had something they really didn't want to do, like, I can still... Like you said, I'm still fulfilled in other ways, so I'm not really mad about it. And toys exist for a reason. I don't know. If I have a connection with this person and they have something they don't like to do, I don't need it. If it's something I like but they are very uncomfortable with it, I don't need it. That's not a deal breaker. If I like this person, then I like this person. That's all there is to it. What is your favorite sex position, and is it dragon style? What is that? In which the woman sweeps down, arms outstretched like wings, and the man has to thrust his dragon-slaying spear at just the right spot or risk being killed by fire. I hate it. favorite sex position? Doggy style, or with my, like, hips on the edge of the bed and they are standing. That's usually pretty good. Anything where I can get, like, my hips grabbed, I tend to like. What's your favorite thing to do after getting some good lovin'? Sleep, eat ice cream, discuss why Game of Thrones season 8 was so bad, etc. It was bad. Oh, man, it was so bad. But my favorite thing to do, I am extremely clingy after I have an orgasm, even when I'm, like, by myself. Like, I'm extremely clingy and just will, like, koala latch onto whoever I'm with. And if I don't get to, I'm really sad. So it's typically, like, a lot of, like, me clinging onto the person. And then I always want french fries afterwards. The amount of times I've gone on a french fry run after sex is kind of embarrassing. My skincare routine, to switch it up. My skincare routine. Well, for my body, it's not anything special. I use a loofah and plain Dove bar soap. And then I use Dr. Palmer's cocoa butter lotion. And that's it. That's it for my body. I try to use a scrub when I remember to. For my face, I use the Cetaphil Sensitive Skin. Is that what it is? Cleanser. I use that morning and night. And then I follow with, like, this rose water toner that I have. I do that morning and night. In the morning, I just kind of pat it on with my hands. At night, I use these reusable cotton pads I have. They're really cool. You just throw them in the wash when you're done. To make sure I got off all the sweat and dirt from the day and everything, especially because in quarantine, I've worn makeup maybe like 5 times in the past nearly a year. So getting off makeup isn't really an issue. Let's see. And then I use a Purity Made Simple moisturizer and a Neutrogena oil-free sunscreen in the mornings. I wear sunscreen every day. You should too. And I'm brown, so it's not about getting burnt. It's just about protecting your skin. And then at night, I use a Burt's Bees Sensitive Night Cream, sensitive skin like face cream, for my moisturizer, and then an e.l.f. Eye cream for my under eyes, and that's what I do at night. And yeah, that's my skincare routine. Have you ever used your adorable laugh for evil? If by for evil you mean to get what I want, definitely. I have definitely used my laugh to get what I want. Like, if I know someone really likes my giggle and I kind of want something from them, I have done that. I don't know if that's for evil, but I definitely have. I can't think of a specific example, but knowing me, I've done it. you're trapped in a dark warehouse with no other source of lighting than the flashlight on your cell phone. Outside of the doors, you can hear growling all around. In times like these, what's your go-to comfort food? Dude, I don't know. If I'm trapped in a warehouse in here growling, I don't know if I'm super worried about what I'm eating. I don't know. Go-to comfort food. Living. Just living. That's it. That's what I want to be comforted by. And finally, the last question. Hooray. Who is your Mario Kart main? Waluigi. I don't know why. I just really like the chaotic energy he radiates and like that he goes, wah. Yeah, it's just Waluigi. I'm always him. And I'm terrible at Mario Kart. I just want that out there. yeah, that's all the questions. So thank you guys so much for asking me some really strange questions. I had a lot of fun. Thank you guys so much for like 950 followers now. That's absolutely bonkers. What are you guys doing here? Well, thank you. I hope you all have wonderful and safe days. Please take care of yourselves and each other. Bye.